It's an industry-led hub that firstly promotes job opportunities and careers within our broad structure, 104 different opportunities to gain some sort of training and some sort of occupation at the end of that. So that's the overview, but what we're trying to do here is actually get these machines, these simulators into the community, put out a broad perspective through this, for want of a better term, game show, get people attracted and then really work with those people that are interested in what these simulators can do and what they can do for our forest management.
Now, as we're talking, I can hear beeps and pings and all of those sorts of things. Is it fair enough to say for most people, picture something like an aircraft simulator that pilots would learn to run?
Oh, very much so, Rose. The simulators that we've been able to purchase are direct from Finland. They are what you would call absolutely current technology. These machines now value up to $1.2 million each. They give a brilliant perspective through the graphics on what it is to work in the forest today. And what we are actually doing through the learning phase is actually providing not only operators but also industry with the latest in the optimisation packages for forest value and people's understanding of what that means.
Well, let's engage somebody who's a bit younger than you and me. Will you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Sam. I'm the training coordinator at the hub.
And Sam, it's fair to say you've got your hands on. How many levers and dials?
Two levers and I'm not sure how many buttons are here. Probably 20, I suppose.
You make this look easy. Where did you start in the industry?
As an operator? Yeah, you know, the careers are endless once you actually get into the industry. And if you enjoy it, it'll take you wherever you want to go.
So the screen in front of you, it's a projection into a simulated forest?
Yeah, that's right. Essentially, it is a realistic, or basically as realistic as you can get in today's world, simulation of a mechanised harvesting operation. This essentially is the tree processor, and basically what it does is exactly as it would do in the field. The only thing you don't get is the real sense of the machine moving. You know, your seat rocking and rolling as a machine would, but other than that, every other function of this is exactly as it would be, and we even to the point where we've set up our own terrains with our own tree modelling and also our own cut lengths which suit the local sawmill.
So how many decisions are you having to make, selecting the trees, orientation, what sort of things?
Yeah, look, you've got to make a lot of decisions in a very short period of time. The beauty of this latest version, and one of the things that will be good with this simulation model, is that it features optimization, which is the latest technology in harvesting. So basically the computer thinks for you. You've still got to understand it, but it takes a lot of the workload off the operator. But no computer can tell you which tree to pick at which time and how to fall and which direction to fall. That's still the domain of the operator.
So, Colin, when Sam says optimisation, how far can this go?
That's a good question, Rose, simply because I guess with the ability of modern technology, are we heading towards autonomous machines? God only knows, because there's a lot of obstacles in the bush. And a part of what the operator's main function is to actually determine those structures that will cause the machine damage, and the simulator actually provides that through the terrain manager within it. So we think it's pretty whiz-bang, this concept being industry owned and talking to school groups, foundation schools and knowledge groups right through to job actives about potential people to come into our industry. But at the top end, we're now through UNITAS talking about having the whole forest industry bookended by let's get involved, let's get involved, let's get educated, and at the top end, let's extract the most we possibly can out of our existing plantation base.
How much education does that take? Can you put people through this in a day, in a week, or are you talking ongoing education?
Internationally, it's 250 hours. In Finland, Scandinavia, South Africa, it's 60 hours simulator involvement. Australia, I think, would be somewhere around about the 60 hours, incorporating other training, basic training around your first aid, your chainsaw tickets, incorporating all those skill sets into this. So potentially it's a two-week course, I think. Maybe 3 weeks. We're trying to find the crash test dummies to actually work out what value we actually extract from the simulators. But we've already done pre-operational trials, and it is a major success when we've brought someone off the street with no industry background at all, and within 3 days they're proficient and not quite productive, but I think within another 2 days we hit that productivity without the damage.
Colin, what did you train on when you were learning to work in the forest industry?
You've dated me now, Rose. My earliest memory is probably 1963 and sitting on Dad's bulldozer and waiting to have enough strength to actually engage the clutch. So it was all hands-on in my day.
This is, fair to say, very different. Is it real world?
Oh, very much so, Rose. This is the direction of forestry nationally, certainly in plantation. And I think that's the most important thing, is that this is the first step in someone's career. And we are determined to give school leavers a choice rather than Centrelink. And certainly our board's focus is to actually get a different discussion about industry within the community, and by simulating a workplace environment, I think that's a great way to get people talking, and these are wonderful machines to get people active.